I finish my hot shower and go back to my room, wearing nothing but a hot towel on my soft body. I place the towel across my bed so I can lay on top of it. I slip my headphones on, undoubtedly to listen to an audio that turns me on. I grab a toy from my nightstand, and I am excited to get started. The audio I'm listening to is turning me on so much that I don't hesitate to start playing with my toy, rolling my vibrator up and down my pussy, teasing myself. For a split second, feels like I'm being watched. But my needy pussy overrides that concern. So while I fuck myself, my other hand reaches up to my tits and plays with my hard nipples. I love being home alone and playing with my clit, knowing that I'll treat myself to the edge as long as I can before coming over and over, letting each orgasm wreck me from head to toe. The towel underneath me starts getting wet, and I haven't even come yet. I hear a small creak. I swear it came from my closet. And as suspicion melts with my horniness, I think, it's probably just my imagination, but if there was a person there, there's only one person it could be. You. I decide to see if I can tease you to react more while trying to remain hidden. I up the intensity on my toy and buck my hips. I let moans escape my mouth and they shape words like, "Oh, I need your cock, please. Fuck me hard, please. Please." And that's when I get the satisfying confirmation I wanted deep down inside. I stop, giving myself a moment to breathe. And then I reach over to the nightstand to switch out my vibrator for a dildo. I don't even hesitate before slowly plunging it deep into me. I squirm and beg for more. You can hear how wet I am. You can hear how with every thrust, how much my pussy is ready to be stuffed. I can hear the light sounds of you stroking your cock in the closet. It's driving me over the edge. I'm getting close, but I don't want to come like this. I take off my headphones, throw my wet dildo towards the closet, and say as seductively as I can, "Honey, come here and show me what you're doing in there." You freeze. I repeat myself. "Come, show me what you're doing." You sheepishly obey while opening the closet doors, and while you do so, you try to cover up your throbbing cock with the underwear that is hanging around your waist. When I see you do this, I say, "No, don't. Show me what you're doing. Come here." You walk over to the edge of the bed, your cock so hard and bouncing with every step. I see you have something in your hand. "Show me, bad boy," I say as I pull you towards me by your underwear. I watch as pre-cum leaks from the tip of your cock. As you remember, you're holding my panties and you try to hide them from me. You open your mouth and try to utter an apology, but I make a shushing noise before giggling and grabbing it out of your hands to observe it. Shh. It's so covered in your wetness, I'm truly impressed. I can smell your pre-cum on them. I place my left hand between my thighs as I hand my panties back to you. "Well, keep going." You stare in disbelief with your mouth open. You probably thought I was going to kick you out of the room. Fuck my panties. I want to watch. You're so obedient. You start right away. Your body shaking. You're so pretty when you comply. Do you like me watching you? I rub my clit with my left hand while you play. I pull you close to me while I moan. And you feel my hard nipples press into your thigh. We stay like this. It feels like minutes, but seconds are all that I can take before I crack. I need to be viciously fucked. You see it in my eyes. I can tell you have so many thoughts rushing through your head because you've frozen again. I grab the panties and I throw them away from you. Lay on this bed with me, please. In a flash, you're on the bed with me, naked. I firmly move you so that your back is to me. I'm the big spoon, and I can't stop smiling because I know you're feeling my tits pressed up against your back and the heat of my pussy as our bodies move as close as possible against each other. I lick your ear, appreciating the shiver down your spine before reaching over, grabbing the base of your cock tightly and continuing. My leg comes up and over yours. I am practically begging you while holding you under my control. My body wrapped around you, my warm breath against the back of your neck. Your hips shudder and shake. You want my hands to move more. You need more stimulation than this. And I know it. I just keep my hand firm at the base of your shaft, keeping you needy and focused on your goal. You need to fuck, and you need to come deep inside me. I can tell you're ready. I can tell you have no shame or hesitation about what we're about to do. I turn you around and have you kneel in front of me. You're so eager. It's perfect. I make it so that you're leaning over me while I lay on my back. I open my legs to you. And I watch as you take me in, looking over my naked body. For a split second, you wonder if I orchestrated this. A long-forgotten hint about voyeurism, and a joke or two about peeping toms. We've both wanted this for so long, and it's finally about to happen. I raise my hips to your cockhead. And without words between us, you thrust into me, your cock getting its first sensations of my warm, wet pussy. And you fuck me nice and hard. Each thrust feels better than the last, and you have me moaning like a slut within seconds. We are both lost in ecstasy, and you're stretching me so good. When you see how hard my nipples are, you start playing with them because you want to make me come. You want to feel me gush around your cock. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. I don't want it to stop. You're making me feel better than the toys did. And all I can do is moan and say yes. At one point, all we are doing is just moaning at each other. I close my eyes and think about how much pre-cum you're releasing into my pussy. You're using me like a fleshlight, and I love it. You're fucking me so good, and I'm lost in the sensation of being thoroughly used, properly stuffed. I wrap my legs around you, holding you closer to me. I need you to come inside me. I can feel how much you needed this. Such a perfect, dirty boy getting ready to bump your seed into me. In between moans, you quietly whisper that it feels so good. I tell you to speak louder because I can hardly hear you over the sounds we're making. And that's when you say you're going to come. It feels so powerful knowing that my pussy is the reason you're losing control. I use both hands to rub my nipples so that we can come together. You feel me tighten around your cock. Come inside me. I say as fast as I can while my hole gets so tight you have to concentrate on your thrusting. I come first. Deep rolling waves of pleasure hit me. And you feel my muscles constrict around your cock while you thrust as deep as you possibly can and finally shoot your hot cum deep inside me over and over. You feel me? You feel me? We catch our breath. And then you slowly lay on top of me, your cock still inside. Oh, we're definitely going to need to take a shower together after this.